Now, welcome to this audio summary about early vocal fold cancer. First, some background. The vocal folds are found inside the larynx or voice box, which is the hard structure you can feel approximately mid-neck. Visualize the vocal folds with me by imagining a pair of wet and glistening lips inside the voice box. To understand their orientation, make the letter V as in Victor with two of your fingers and then point your fingers straight back at the front of your neck with the fingers side to side horizontal to the floor so that the point of the V is straight forward. The two legs of this V-shaped pair of lips are apart to make a triangular opening for breathing. Now close your two fingers together to barely touch, representing what the vocal folds do in order to produce sound. These laryngeal lips are not covered by skin like your fingers are, but instead by squamous mucosa, similar to what your tongue can feel on the inner surface of your cheek. Cancer arising here is logically called squamous cell carcinoma, or sometimes by the alternate term epidermoid carcinoma. When cancer grows here, the result is hoarseness due to interference with accurate closure and vibration. The major cause of this kind of cancer is tobacco. Other causes include the human papillomavirus, or HPV. Some think chronic acid reflux from stomach up to the throat, especially during sleep, may play a role in those who have this condition. My comments from this point forward apply only to early cancers where tumor involves primarily the surface layer and the movement of the vocal folds apart for breathing and together for sound making is normal or almost normal. Diagnosis and workup. Biopsy of a suspected early vocal fold cancer is carried out either in the operating room under general anesthesia or not infrequently these days, just using topical anesthesia with the patient sitting in a chair in a voice laboratory. Three things taken together are typically sufficient for treatment planning. 1. Biopsy proof of squamous cell carcinoma. 2. Clear optical images of the vocal folds, such as you find in our photo gallery. And 3. Physical examination of the neck. What are typical treatment options for early vocal fold cancer? First, chemotherapy has no current role. Your two basic options are either surgical removal or radiation therapy. Both are equally valid choices because the cure rate is very high, basically the same for each. Surgery is performed through the mouth during general anesthesia, almost always in an outpatient setting. On a highly selective basis, there may be an office-based option for surgery. On the other hand, radiation therapy requires about 30 visits to a radiation facility across approximately 6 weeks' time. If both radiation therapy and endoscopic laser surgery are excellent treatment options, how does one choose between them? By considering carefully with your physician the 7 points of competition between laser removal and radiation therapy. I'm just going to list these in this summary, but you can find a detailed discussion in the other resources we offer. Points of competition are 1. Cure rate, 2. Patient convenience, 3. Early side effects of treatment, 4. Late side effects or untoward consequences of treatment, 5. Cost, 6. Voice result, and 7. Implications for further treatment if that first treatment fails. Let's now summarize briefly the entire topic. We've been talking here about only the very early cancers of the vocal fold. As a group, they are highly curable, usually with one initial treatment. Depending on the particulars of a given case, either laser removal or radiation therapy may be a good choice. Surgery involves a single session, typically to an outpatient operating room, where a laser is used to peel the tumor off of your vocal fold with a microscopic margin of normal tissue. Radiation therapy means approximately 30 visits to a radiation specialist at a radiation facility. Your decision is, of course, personal and will have to do with the unique characteristics of your specific tumor, how you and your physician view the 7 points of competition, and the surgical or radiation therapy expertise available in your particular location.